eat Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. Super as in Superman. Kellogg's Pep, the sunshine cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, Superman as Clark Kent and Lois Lane have arrived at Green Acres in search of a secret aerial rocket. Sensing great danger, Kent tries to send Lois back to Metropolis.
You'd better take the car and drive back to town, Lois. This place is dangerous.
No more dangerous for me than it is for you.
Yes, it is. If necessary, I can...
You can what? Wave a magic wand and turn into Superman?
That amuses you, doesn't it?
Now, please, Clark, let's not discuss it. I've come this far, and I am not turning back now.
Well, all right. But I'm warning you. Even with Superman's help, you may never get out of these woods alive.
Is it life or death for Lois Lane? We'll know right after what's coming next.
Spaceship now leaving from Tower 3, Rocket Express for Saturn, with stops at Mars and Jupiter. All visitors will please leave the launching tower for...
That's a short preview of a rocket terminal of the future. And not so far in the future either. Rocket flight is just around the corner.
Right.
But now Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, offers you a terrific hand-sized rocket model, the Gyrocket. A gyrocket you can send streaking into the air, up over the treetops. The Gyrocket itself is sleek and businesslike, with its streamlined body brilliantly colored, almost half a foot long. Plus a steel propeller at the stern that packs rotational thrust. And the Gyrocket comes complete with a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher.
Right. You hold it in your hand, flick your arm, and off it zooms, flashing into the sky. Every launching's a new thrill.
Now be sure you send for your Gyrocket right away. Get yours while the getting's still good. For each Gyrocket you want, send 15 cents and a box top from Kellogg's Pep to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. Remember, you can't buy this Gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, plus 15 cents, a dime and a nickel, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
As you remember, Superman believes that a mysterious red-bearded man named Richard Haller has gained possession of the wrecked aerial rocket in which the Man of Steel came to Earth from the planet Krypton many years ago. Further, he suspects that Haller has been able to reconstruct the amazing rocket and is negotiating for its sale to a foreign power. Tracing Haller far upstate, Superman in his guise of Clark Kent and Lois Lane, girl reporter, were following a winding foot trail through deep woods when suddenly Kent spied two large, tawny, strangely spotted creatures crouching half-hidden on the lower limbs of the trees adjoining the trail. Their haunches coiled and prepared to spring. At that instant, a horrible question flashed through Clark Kent's mind.
How can I save Lois without revealing that I'm Superman?
But even as the question flashes through his mind, the answer races with it, and he leaps into action, swifter than the human eye can follow, swifter than the spotted killers. There's a blur through the air as he lands beside Lois. One hand sweeps her flat on the ground, stunning her, and with the same motion, he turns to face the snarling creatures trickling down on him. Catching in midair and locking his steel fingers in the thick fur of their throats, Kent holds them aloft, oblivious of their sharp, slashing fangs and great ripping claws. Then swiftly, as the furious beasts snarl and roar their rage, the Man of Steel crushes the breath out of them. Feels the vicious, tawny bodies go limp and lifeless in his hands. Then, with a mighty heave, he hurls them high over the towering trees and far into the woods. Once again, the woods are silent, save for the lone chirping of a bird off in the distance. Then Kent steps to Lois's side as the girl reporter rises unsteadily to her feet. Dazed, she stares back fearfully at the empty trail, her eyes bright with nameless terror.
Clark, what happened?
Well, you took a bad spill climbing over that log.
No, there was something else. I saw two animals leap out of the trees. They were spotted. Yellow and black.
Just take it easy, Lois. You'll be all right.
I tell you, I did see them. They looked like... I know. They were cheetahs.
Lois.
They use them for hunting in India. They do. They look something like leopards.
We're a long way from India.
They had collars around their necks, and you were fighting with them. God, what am I talking about? You all sound so crazy.
Sure. The chances are you blacked out for a moment when you fell.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry. I guess I'll be seeing pink elephants next. Oh.
Look, Lois, why don't you go back to the car, huh? This is really no place for you.
Now stop it, Clark. I'm all right now. Let's go. How much farther, Clark? These shoes weren't made for hiking in the woods.
Okay, hold up. I can see it from here.
See what?
Look down that little hill to your left. Here, wait. Yes. I'll spread the bushes apart. There. See it?
Well, I see a little farm hemmed in by the woods and several men. Clark, that big man. He has a red beard.
Richard Haller. No, our problem is... Great Scott!
Clark, you frighten me.
The rocket. The original Superman rocket. It's in the barn to the right of the farmhouse in a concrete pit under the floor.
What are you talking about? Clark, stop staring.
Yes, it's the original rocket, and it's been reconstructed. We got here just in time.
In time for what?
Look at Haller. See what he's carrying?
No, I can't tell from here. What is it?
A small model of the Superman rocket. He's going to launch it. There it goes.
Good heavens. Look at that shoot up.
Colonel Reed and the FBI were right. Haller knows the secret. That model's traveling at amazing speed.
Where is it? I can't see it anymore.
It's above the clouds, leveling off. Lois.
Yes?
Get back to the car as fast as you can. Drive back into town and call Colonel Reed in Washington. No, no, no. Better yet, call Miller at the FBI. Tell him what we've seen.
Clark, look. Look, the rocket is coming down.
Great Scott, it's on fire. They don't know the secret. They've done something wrong.
It's going to land right near us. What do we do?
Get down. It may explode. Here it comes.
Oh, Clark, I'm afraid.
Don't move.
Good heavens.
Well, that's the end of that model. Come on, let's get a look at the fragments. No, no, wait a minute. Haller and his gang are coming up the hill. Duck behind these bushes. Don't move a muscle.
Stupid, ignorant fools. A fine mess you made of things. I risk everything to bring the agent out here to witness a demonstration of the rocket. And what happens? It catches fire 2 minutes after we launch.
You're right, Clark. He is negotiating with a foreign agent.
Why, look at it. Or what's left of it. Well, haven't you anything to say?
Yeah, I do not understand.
A fine answer, sir. A fine answer. From the man who supposedly designed the German V-2 rocket.
I did.
And what about you, Bob? An expert on aerodynamics. I gave you the original Superman rocket. I gave you unlimited funds. And this is what you turn up.
Something went wrong, Mr. Haller.
I don't need you to tell me that. Now, the point is, what do you propose to do?
We must examine again the original Superman rocket.
You've been examining it for months.
Only with the naked eye. At this time, you will be more thorough. I have in Metropolis a special X-ray machine I invented in Germany. I will go at once and return with it by morning. We will take X-ray pictures of the original rocket. Perhaps there is something in the structure of the steel, something in the design of the fuel chamber that we haven't seen. What do you think, Barton?
Sounds like a good idea.
You should have thought of it a long time ago. All right. I'll try to keep the agent here until tomorrow. But don't fail this time. If you do, well, just don't. Come on.
God, this is incredible. That man Haller is a demon.
Worse than that. He's the most dangerous man in the world. But we'll clip his wings.
How?
They won't take any X-ray pictures of that original Superman rocket.
Why not?
The moment it gets dark, we're going down there to get that rocket. Before morning, it'll be in the hands of the War Department.
Determined once and for all to put an end to Richard Haller's attempts to design and build an aerial rocket capable of worldwide destruction, Clark Kent makes daring plans. Unaware that in his role of Superman, he is about to face the most important decision of his entire career. We'll be back in just a moment. See how Kent gets himself and Lois into a trap from which there is seemingly no escape. So keep listening.
Which country will get the Superman rockets? That's the question.
Right. But there's sure no question about the excitement you can have with your Gyrocket, the terrific rocket model offered to you by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal.
Yes, sir. A Gyrocket you can launch right from your hand. A Gyrocket almost half a foot long that you zoom into the sky, up over the treetop.
Right. The Gyrocket itself has a sleek, brilliantly colored wood body shaped like a slender, streamlined bomb.
At the stern of the rocket, a steel propeller develops loads of thrust. And launching your Gyrocket is a cinch, for it comes with a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher. A flick of your wrist and off it soars, streaking into the sky.
Remember, the Gyrocket is not a flimsy cardboard cutout, but a rugged steel and wood model, sturdy enough for hundreds of launches.
Get in on the excitement right now. Send for several Gyrockets.
Right. Then have thrilling contests with your friends. Tests for distance and speed and spot landing.
Now listen, for each Gyrocket you want, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, you can't buy this Gyrocket anywhere. The only way you can get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, plus 15 cents, a dime and a nickel, together with your name and address clearly printed to Superman. Box 124, New York State, New York. Do it now. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Night has fallen and the woods in which Lois Lane and Clark Kent have been hiding are cloaked in somber darkness. Stealing quietly along the narrow trail, they reached the barn adjacent to the isolated farmhouse Richard Haller has evidently been using as his headquarters. Entering the barn, Kent lifts a long, heavy trapdoor on the barn floor and descends 6 steps down into a large concrete pit, Lois following, carrying a thin-beamed fountain pen flashlight. At the bottom of the concrete pit is a large cigar-shaped object equipped with metal fins and a curious propeller. Kent points to it as Lois plays her flashlight over its steel sides.
There it is, Lois. The original rocket that brought Superman to Earth.
Are you sure, Clark?
That rocket traveled millions of miles through space carrying an infant child. It could have done the same thing with high explosives or atomic bombs. Do you know what that could mean?
Yes. And it's frightening me to think that a man like Haller has got possession of it.
I know.
There's only one thing.
What?
Well, why, if he had the Superman rocket all this time and could copy the design, did that little model we saw him test catch fire and crash?
Well, his so-called rocket experts made one mistake.
What was that?
Mistake, incidentally, they'll discover the minute they take X-ray pictures of this rocket. They know now where they went wrong.
Yes.
See, the nose of the rocket looks like...
Who turned the lights on?
I did, young man. Joe, cover them from here. Nick, you take the other side. The rest of you surround the opening in the floor. If they move a muscle, let them have it.
Right.
Okay. So we caught ourselves a couple of spies.
Now, just a minute. I can explain everything.
You know what happens to spies when they're caught, don't you?
Caught?
Easy,
in case you don't, you're going to find out right now.
Past the concrete pit, Clark Kent and Lois Lane look up into the now brightly lit barn and into the ugly, leering faces of red-bearded Richard Haller and a dozen of his henchmen, all armed with guns. As we know, Clark Kent is Superman, but how can he possibly go into action in a room blazing with light without revealing his double identity? While it may be true that the gleaming blue steel automatics pointing down into the pit are no threat against him, they are a deadly threat against Lois Lane. And to a man like Richard Haller, other people's lives are cheap. Tomorrow, gang, faced with sacrificing Lois or revealing the closely guarded secret that Clark Kent is Superman, Kent makes the only possible choice. What is it? Don't miss tomorrow's episode, whatever you do. Nothing like this has ever happened to Superman before. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 10 of The Secret Rocket on The Adventures of Superman. Remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. The Mutual Broadcasting System.